Good morning, Radio DePaul. You're listening to Scrawl Radio. For the next hour, we'll be your connection to the world of writing and peer writing tutoring. We're brought to you by the University Center for Writing-Based Learning, otherwise known as the Equable. I'll be your official host this morning because we're missing our usual host, Ryan McQueenie. I'm Kate Harrington, and I'm joined by our other Scrawl team members, Michelle Ledbetter. Hey, Michelle.
Good morning, Kate.
Good morning. And Brendan Peterson. Hey.
Good morning.
Today's show, we're going to be talking about, it's just going to be a Brendan show today.
I guess.
Yeah. We're going to be talking about debate because Brendan is the president of the DePaul's congressional debate team.
That is correct.
He's very fancy, as well as a peer tutor at the Equable, a busy bee. Before we start, though, how was your guys' week?
Mine was pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Not bad.
I was pretty stressed.
Yeah, not a lot of sleep for me.
Middle of the quarter.
It is, right? It's going to be midterms.
Yeah. I had a midterm yesterday.
Did you have a test?
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
Yeah. I don't know what my deal was for midterms, but all of my debaters are like, I have life things to do. And I'm like, okay, we don't need you. Don't worry about it. Bye.
That's a good excuse. Life things.
Life things.
I tried hard on that one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I guess we got to start with word of the day, right? America's favorite game show segment. Ryan is probably listening in currently, hoping that I nailed that descriptor.
And why do we care about word of the day?
Because words are the currency of life. Thanks for asking, Brendan.
You got it.
I don't have Ryan here to ask me. Amazing. All right. Michelle is going to be the leader of word of the day today.
Yes,
she's got the words. Mm-hmm. There's two words, right? Very special.
Yes, but they work together.
Okay.
In tandem.
They're linked.
Okay.
They are Tyrion Rhine.
Two separate words.
Two separate words.
Can you give us spellings?
Tyrion. T-Y-R-I-A-N.
Okay.
It's a noun.
Cool.
And Rhine. Or no, Tyrion is an adjective.
Okay.
Rhine
is
a noun.
I'm all mixed up now. Okay.
And it's R-I-N-E.
So adjective, noun.
Adjective, noun.
So
those are English words? Or, I guess, country of origin. Do you have that?
I don't have that.
Okay, well.
It's in a spelling bee.
It basically is. We're, like, up to that par. You should have had it. It's fine. Okay, I don't know what either of those words are, except for Tyrion is making me think of Tyrion Lannister from Game of Thrones.
Right, it sounds very regal.
Yeah. But is that because of Game of Thrones, or did that come first?
No, I'm assuming that the word Tyrion came before the character named Tyrion on Game of Thrones. If I had to guess.
Okay.
Yes.
That's probably
that
fair.
Like,
but I'm talking about the connotation, the royalty connotation.
It just kind of sounds royal. So, and that's not particularly scientific on my part.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it has something to do with royalty. Or
okay.
Like maybe if we're assuming it has something to do with debate, that's kind of the theme for our show today.
Uh-huh.
Let's assume that it has something to do with statesmanship. That's
okay.
That's going to be my tentative guess going in.
Interesting. Yeah. Brendan's already...
We will see.
Flexing his brain muscles here. If you don't already know, Robert is the one who picks our words of the day, and he usually does topical words. Sometimes they're a little too obvious, so they might just be debate or argument. One of them's... Tyrion's an adjective, though, right? This is confusing me already. Two words.
Tyrion Rhine. So I'm gonna.
So do we think the adjective is describing that noun?
That's yeah.
Yeah, I would hope so. They're not like
otherwise
unconnected.
Be a very confusing.
Yeah,
they're linked.
Yeah.
Interesting. So a Tyrion Rhine. All right, I have no guesses. Do you? Oh, you already know. Michelle already knows what they are. Okay. Anyways, Brendan and I are on our own. All right. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what the heck the congressional debate team is?
Sure. Yeah. We've been an organization now for, you know, maybe 5 years.
Okay.
It's Paul. I've been the president for the last year, and our form of debate is technically called, it's a congressional debate team, but we focus on parliamentarian style debate, which is...
Interesting.
Right. But it's just a really fancy term for debate that focuses around student-submitted legislation, or just bills, basically.
Okay.
And students either give pro or affirmative or negative speeches for bills of their choice. So it's similar to how Congress functions in that, like, a bill will pop up on the floor.
Or Parliament.
Or Parliament.
Okay.
I'd assume it's similar, yeah.
Well, I mean, you said it was Parliament. Parliamentarian?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So it's similar at any rate. And then once the bill's on the floor, you have people that give speeches against, for, refuting other speeches, and the debate unfurls like that. You typically have 2 to 3 minute speeches that are like extemporaneous, meaning that they're not like super scripted going in. You have a lot of people who are freestyling, for lack of a better. Sort of, yeah. Yeah, basically. That's totally fair. That's...
So that's what a tournament looks like, right?
Yes.
Do you have any of those coming up?
Yes, we do, as a matter of fact.
I actually knew that there was a tournament tomorrow.
Right, little plug. Yes, we have a tournament tomorrow in the illustrious Urbana-Champaign, Illinois, with University of Illinois. We will be competing sometime in the afternoon. And if anybody in the audience today is listening and interested, I have a handful of extra Amtrak tickets heading down because it is spring quarter and people tend to stop doing things spring quarter. So if anyone's interested in coming down with us, you are more than welcome to watch or even participate. Really welcoming and friendly.
Bum, bum, bum. That's kind of hilarious.
Awesome.
Your radio voice is just like a million times better than me, and it makes me sad, but that's fine. Illustrious Urbana-Champaign.
I just like fancy words. I'm
a linguist at heart.
Maybe. I'm a poofed up
poofed
linguist.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So if anybody wants to join the debate team, like, what do they have to even do? They just show up. They say, hey, Brendan, what's up?
Yeah, basically. We meet
trying
once
to get
a
in
week.
A fight with you on the street.
Yeah, I mean, it's happened. I have had people who I've gotten disagreements with and be like, hey, you should come to our debate practice.
That's hilarious.
And a couple of them are still here. But yeah, we meet once a week normally, unless we're going into a tournament. Then we kind of tend to double up. But, you know, we meet this quarter's on Thursdays. Our practices are usually split in two. The first half is, again, another fancy word. We have forum, which is like just a bunch of people talking politics and rambling on about that and pretending that they know what they're talking about.
Amazing.
Yeah. And then the next step, we spend the second half of practice talking, actually debating and working on speech work and researching stuff for our upcoming tournaments and all that fun stuff. But it's kind of cool having just the discussion portion at the beginning because it kind of warms people up, makes them topical and makes them interact with people.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, actually, to just talk about like what's going on.
Yeah, it's cool. It's also fun because the only other real outlets for political speech, not speeching, but just talking about politics as organizations are Democrats, DePaul Democrats, DePaul College Republicans, mm-hmm. and maybe the Socialist Club. I don't know what their official name is, DePaul Socialists, I would assume.
Yeah.
And all those groups have very specific political tilts to
yeah.
them. So, you know, opposing voices aren't exactly welcomed, but we are a cut and dry, non-political, non-partisan or bipartisan debate organization.
Yeah,
and so,
very interesting.
Yeah, so anybody can come. We've had a lot of great conservative voices, obviously, because DePaul, most of the speakers are, you know, Democratic-leaning at least.
Mm-hmm.
But we have had some really good, really intelligent conservatives in the room before, so it's always cool.
Very cool. Okay, so you said that the tournament consists of student legislation, student
yes.
bills?
Yeah.
Student-submitted bills?
Yeah, so...
So does a student write a bill?
Yes.
That's crazy.
It's not like super intense. Like you don't have like, it's not Obamacare size legislation,
right.
you know, like 100 pages or 1,000 pages of 12 point font, you know.
Uh-huh.
Typically bills range from anywhere from 1 to 3 pages if it's a big bill and are usually designed so they're not like, we have this thing in debate we call dead puppy bills, which are basically like
that
bills.
That sounds terrible. Horrible name. I'm no longer interested.
It's a bill that is like you can't argue against, basically. Or
interesting.
Like someone who puts up a resolution to condemn ISIS. Like that's kind of a dead puppy bill because who isn't going to condemn ISIS, right?
Okay, where does a dead puppy name come from? Because that's a
what's the origin of the dead puppy
thing? Like you're not gonna pass a bill to kill puppies?
Yeah, it's like no one likes dead puppies.
Oh, okay, nobody likes a bill that you can't argue.
Right.
Got it.
So if we're going to make a bill that's about like preventing puppies from dying, of course everyone's going to vote for that and no one's going to say, we should probably still let puppies die.
Yeah.
Because that has to happen. So no one's going to argue that.
Okay.
So a bill, we had a bill a couple years ago that was about like cutting down on rape kit backlog, basically. He was like, this isn't happening. We should fix this. And how do you argue against it? Like, no, we should just keep these kits from not being tested because that's fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
So instead, we tend to use bills that are a little more controversial, mm-hmm. bills that are a little bit more like not philosophical, but can be argued, sure. you know, can actually formulate discussion around. Mm-hmm. So one bill that I submitted
that isn't like about morals, like, are you a good person and you don't want puppies to die?
Yeah, we try to stay away from moralistic arguments. Moralistic arguments come up. No. It's OK. But like, we try to keep people from using phrases like the overwhelming moral evidence of my argument. One bill that I submitted for this tournament was a bill to encourage congressional accountability, and it is admittedly a silly bill. It's a bill,
but not a dead puppy bill.
It's not a dead puppy bill.
Just a silly.
It's just kind of a crazy bill. The basics of this bill is that I'll read the first line. In the event that Congress declares war or otherwise authorizes military action against a nation, state, or non-state actor, four congressmen will be chosen by lottery to serve in the military on behalf of their country.
Ooh. So it's kind of.
It sounds great, right?
Yeah, I didn't know where you're going with accountability. I like it.
Yes. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
The bill basically not penalizes, but puts anyone who votes for this bill into a lottery, votes for military action, puts them on the chopping block, basically,
yeah.
Potentially. And then it gets a little more nutty. There's a section here on food stamps where representatives have the option of entering in this bill. So it's a kind of an incentive to, you know, because everyone needs food. Food stamps are really important. You know, with people in poverty, we need food. Food's important, right?
Mm-hmm.
So representatives who do vote for war have the option of entering their name multiple times into the lottery, with each successive entry increasing their federal allocation of food stamps by a multiplier of 0.25.
Wow.
So that sounds fine, right? That'd be no big deal.
That sounds fine. Yeah. I don't know what that means. That sounds fine.
So if, let's say, representatives...
Sounds like a good debate.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, isn't that literally like the Hunger Games lottery where...
No.
Don't they get extra lottery things in there if they do something?
This bill might have been partly inspired.
Oh, yeah. They take... Okay.
This
you
bill
can admit to that. It's fine, I think. Everything is a ripoff of the Hunger Games nowadays.
You think?
Oh my God, yeah, that's all I get out of workshop classes.
Literally, weren't we just talking about that? Oh, I was talking about that with Brendan, and I was like, I'll talk to Michelle about this later. But it's a lot of dystopian stuff.
Yeah.
It's big. Anyways, back to Hunger Games.
Yeah, this bill was partly inspired.
No, but in the Hunger Games, Katniss takes out more like oil and coal for her home and more like rice or something, and then she gets her name put into the lottery more times. Crazy.
Yeah. So that's one possibly troubling aspect of this bill, but it's debatable, right?
Definitely.
You could talk about that. And then the last section of this bill is representatives, because obviously there's going to be some older people in Congress, right? Not mm-hmm. all of them are going to be combat ready.
True. Like Mulan. I'm just going to keep giving this pop culture.
Similar to Mulan.
References.
I think that's perfectly applicable.
Right.
Representatives who are chosen have the option of volunteering members of their family to serve on their behalf.
Literally the Hunger Games.
A little bit like the Hunger Games.
I mean, I'm not saying that makes it bad. I'm saying that makes it better to me.
Okay.
That I'm into credibility. It's in relation to the Hunger Games.
Yeah, cool. It sounds cool. Okay, so you wrote this bill.
Yes.
Did that take you a while?
No, it's only like
a
page.
Or did you just watch the Hunger Games and you're like, got it?
I'm familiar. I've read the books. You know, as far as that goes, it started off with, we needed a couple more bills for this tournament. And I was like, hey, guys, do you have any ideas from the team? And this one girl was like, yeah, what about that one? There's this idea that, you know, war is young men dying and old men talking. How about a bill that puts congressmen in a lottery that goes to war? I'm like, that's an interesting idea. I'll
Amazing.
Think about it. And then I started it. And then it just got more and more Hunger Games.
Amazing.
With every section.
So that was your brainstorming aspect.
Yeah.
Mm, and then the writing center, if you ever want to come in to brainstorm,
yes.
That's our plug.
Yeah. Again, I think, if I came in with this bill to the writing center, I probably would have made it. It probably would have been a little bit more sane.
Yeah.
But I think, it would have certainly benefited. I don't know if anyone's ever worked on a congressional, debate bill, in the writing center, but,
yeah. That would be super cool.
That'd be cool.
I would totally do an appointment like that.
Yeah. The next time I'll have to try it out.
You don't have a lot of choice, but
yeah.
What do you mean?
She signs up with you.
If I... Wait, what?
He signs up to you. You don't have a lot of choice whether or not you would take that appointment.
I want to take it is what I'm saying. I mean, it's just writing, right?
Yeah, it's just writing. Just different words.
Just words.
Just words. Words are important. Words are the currency of life. Good. Yeah, so the words in this bill are very specific. Like,
yeah, do you have to use like congressional style?
Sure. Yeah, like I have to...
Which I don't even know what that means.
Right. Well, so every bill is broken up into like sections and subsections and stuff like that.
So you got to follow a very clear form.
Yes. Typically, like everything's lined and numbered, and then you use phrases and you have to explain what they mean a lot of the times.
Okay.
So in the first section of the bill, again, I say any declaration of war or authorization of military action would put this bill into effect.
So not just war, yeah.
Right. So then you have to clarify like what you mean by authorize, because mm-hmm. people could theoretically argue if you left it undefined that anytime that Congress gives money to the military, like this bill goes into effect.
Yeah.
And so all the time you have this layover of congressmen being sent off to fight for their country.
Yeah.
You know? So, not
or woman.
True.
Women.
2016.
Congresswomen. 2016.
Yeah. So things like that. Lots of definitions. There are certain aspects and sort of the strategy that goes into bills are things that you leave ambiguous, like. If I said, congressmen are going to be gone, that's fine. And don't say, like, what happens to those seats when they're not in the country.
Mm, yeah.
That's an argument that someone could use against me. Or I could specify and say, in the event that this congressman is sent off to, you know, Iraq or wherever we're fighting now. I don't know what's going on.
Don't ask me.
Yeah. I don't know if we have troops in Afghanistan. I think people are still in Afghanistan. Anyways.
You're going to need to know this if you debate
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Do your research,
you guys have, like,
Brendan.
Workshops in your... club about how to write this?
Oh yeah, all the time. We have a lot of template bills, and we'll have people come in and ask us, or not people in general, but like debaters on the team will ask us like, what do I have to define? What's wrong with this? Can I include this section? Things that everyone always wants to put in like a section. It's like, this bill cannot be overturned ever, period. And it's like, yeah, you probably can't do that.
Interesting.
There's certain little things.
Yeah, so what is like the criteria? Because how many of you are debating in this tournament? How many teams?
This upcoming tournament is going to be a more of a duel than anything else between U of I and DePaul,
okay.
Which is cool. Smaller tournaments are blessing and a curse. Curse because you have less, you know, variety of people, but a blessing because you have greater opportunity for debate, which
yeah.
is always kind of cool. And I think this tournament's going to have, like, maybe 20 people or so.
Okay, so I guess
total?
I'm wondering...
Like 10 on each team
yeah.
sort of thing?
Yeah, basically.
I'm wondering, what's the criteria of these bills? Like, what kind of things is U of I writing about? And, like, what's, like... I mean, I kind of asked about the form, but, like, what is, like, the main things that they, like, need to include, I guess?
Bills can be about basically anything, which is kind of the beauty of this system, is that it doesn't have to be, one, grounded in reality. it's sort of, and you will be operating within reality. But, like,
yeah.
we've had bills that range from, you know, cuts to military spending, which are pretty mundane, and there's a philosophical argument to be made for and against giving our military more or less money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then we've also had a bill that was, we called it the Liberty Spear. And the Liberty Spear was a project that would put these space rods in the sky that would drop with the force of a nuclear bomb. Go debate that. You know, that was kind
interesting.
Of, yeah.
So there really is. It's pretty free reign.
Yeah. So it's similar to any other kind of form of debate in which it can be about really anything. I guess it has to be within the parameters of Congress can legislate this.
Okay.
Or
yeah.
like Congress has the authority. So you can't make a bill that's like something that Congress can't do.
I don't know, dude.
Certain education initiatives, like, you know, education is supposed to be left to the states. You can't have Congress relegate, you know, Common Core to all, things like that.
Got it.
Or like
still, though.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good like requirement that like it has to be obviously something Congress can
right.
decide mm-hmm. if they're going to put into action.
Yeah.
Very cool. We're going to take our first break. After that, we'll be talking about the live speaking, the actual debating part of these bills.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. And then Michelle has a little segment that she recorded for us. I don't think we have an official name for Michelle's little segments. Her clippity clips. I think that's what
my
Ryan
clips.
My creative writing clippity, clippity clips. Clips. There you go.
I'm into that. We'll call it that. But before we do that, we're going to be listening to Smash Mouth's Why Can't We Be Friends? And we'll catch you on the other side.
remember when you drank my wine. Why can't we be friends? 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 I seen ya, I seen ya, I seen ya walking down to Chinatown. I told ya, I told ya, I told ya, but you did not look around. Yeah, yeah. I pay my money to the welfare line. I seen ya, I seen ya, I seen ya standing in it every. Don't matter to me. As long as we can live in harmony. Yeah, yeah. I kinda like to be the president. Then I could show you how your money's spent. Did I know what I was talking about? I know you're working for the CIA. They wouldn't have.